And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Oh,
we get
yeah.
The podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for those of you who are joining us today for the podcast, thank you. You're awesome. I got to give a little shout out to Subway. We want you to try a hot, delicious Subway. Why is this? Is that showing Big D? Oh, okay. Try a hot, delicious Subway breakfast sandwich built just the way you want it. Take the egg white and cheese with tomato and fresh spinach on toasted flatbread for starters. It's good. That's a great breakfast. And then if you want, you can add green peppers and onions and even jalapenos for an extra kick. You're going to love it. You can even throw on bacon. Can't get any better than that unless you go Black Forest ham or even steak. Subway has countless breakfast sandwich combinations, each one made exactly the way you want it to be, to your liking. It's the best way. It's at Subway. Stop by and get the one that's got your name on it. The Subway Sandwich Shop Fresh is what we do.
Welcome to the podcast. And for those who are new to the podcast, thanks for listening and figuring out the whole podcast thing. I'm Big D. Kind of go around the room. The way this works is I have a little. It's a little devil. It's a little squeezy thing, you know, for your grip. And it says "To hell with the devil." It was. It's thrown out at Striper concerts. Oh, you don't know Striper?
No, no one does. Striper it's just literally you and Bubba and four other dudes.
Oh, I'm so jealous of those people.
Striper.
Carson with the dig.
Okay.
Masterful dig.
Okay, Carson. Settle down.
Good job.
So we're all going to say our name and something that people may not know about us.
Like show and tell?
No.
I can do a show and tell, too.
No. Just something that people may not know about us. And I'm going to throw it from one person, from me to whoever, and then that person has to say it and then throw it to someone else.
Please don't throw the thing at me.
So
you know I'm gonna miss it, and then it's gonna be a whole thing about how I can catch.
So yeah. Okay, I'm Big D, and something you may not know about me is that I spent a month in Russia. I lived in Russia while I was communist
as an exchange student.
I was one of 50 exchange students from the United States, and went over there to Russia, and it was awful. Okay,
Bobby, you ever wonder if D's a double agent like Salt?
He might be.
Like they sent some big American kid over to Russia, and they sent this guy back to pretend to be.
Oh, like it's not even really Big D?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's really Big D.
Are we getting into the body double thing?
Or did they brainwash him?
You know, you do look heavier than whenever you went to Russia.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. You are way bigger than you were when you got
there.
I'm
like a body triple. All right, I'm going to throw this, and it's going to... Carson it with the catch.
I caught the striper devil.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Carson, and there's nothing about me people don't know.
Sure there is.
Yeah. My favorite movie of all time is Aladdin.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I know. I basically have the heart and soul of a 12-year-old.
I see that.
All right. Toss.
Bubba, okay, my turn. Hi, my name is Bubba. Some of you may or not know that I'm adopted. And
use that one every time, though.
Yeah, but
every
I
time
didn't,
we do.
Hold on, I didn't know that.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. So the interesting thing is, I really don't know how it really happened. Like, apparently, I didn't actually get adopted until I was 18. I don't think I've even told you that. Like, so apparently, the lady at church said, "Hey, can you take care of my kid?" And my parents said, "Okay." For how long? She said, "I'll get back with you," and she never got back with him. And so I just...
How old were you when that happened?
Like a baby.
Oh,
like a baby
God.
Baby.
Wow.
So they raised you from a baby, but you weren't really officially... Wow.
And then when I was 18, I had the choice, you know, 17 or 18, I forget what it was. I said, hey, look, let's make this official. I mean, I've kind of been in the family this long. I don't need anybody's approval because it was 18. I said, I'm 18 years old. Let's go ahead and make it official and, you know, make me your son. And it was a cool moment.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, see? So, see, you said, oh, you use that every time.
No, I'm just saying. We did this on the show like 2 weeks ago. You said the same one. So, I was just, you know.
Well, it was
news
to me.
That was on the show. It wasn't on the podcast. All right, and I'm going to throw the little devil to Patrick.
Of me trying to... Yes!
Hey, wow, he caught it. I ain't lying. He caught it. That's crazy.
Caught it almost on the ground between my legs, but I still caught it. I'm Patrick, and something you may not know about me... Oh, let's see. What do people not know about me?
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
dude,
I feel like
three people. You had
secrets.
Three people ahead of you to come up with an idea.
Yeah. I was so engrossed in your stories and the fact that Carson's favorite movie is that of 12-year-old children.
I feel actually really horrible that was my big reveal.
Yeah,
people are tripping out on Facebook in the comments. Like, they're like, really? At 18? Yeah, at 18 was when I was adopted.
Something people don't know about me. I am fat. You may not have ever.
Nobody had a clue.
What is wrong with you?
You're implying that people do know I'm fat? I'm surprised. I wasn't always fat.
Do you want us
to? I got really, really sick when I was 7 years old. I had an ear infection that spread across my brain, causing encephalitis, which is swelling of the brain or infection of the brain, and then I had spinal meningitis caused by that. So I was in the hospital for like 2 weeks. I missed the last 6 weeks of the second grade. I still vividly remember being in the hospital watching Thundercats, you know, while they did a spinal tap on me.
You were watching Thunder Me News?
Yeah, am I watching the Thunder Me News? And so I remember one of the nurses... I remember two of the nurses, one of whom, even at seven, I knew was incredibly hot. And the other
it
one
was
who
the scrubs.
Was, who looked like the little lady with the squeaky voice from Police Academy. But she was my favorite. She was great.
Did she have a squeaky voice?
No, but she literally looked just like that lady. It's so weird. I remember getting cards. Like, they made all the kids in my second grade class send me, like, make me a card.
Yep.
You know, because that was a class project one day. Because I was in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, my coordination was off. I couldn't do any, you know, I couldn't play outside the way I could when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. So
that the reason that you're so unathletic is because of that?
He's blaming it all on that. That's where it's
that
coming
I lost
from.
I'm not saying I was destined to be a super athlete, but my two older brothers are athletic. My younger brother played football and baseball. My dad was a friggin' all-star, you know, high school football player till he blew out his knee. I'm the black sheep. I'm the one who sat in my room listening to music, you know?
Wow.
So.
I kind of feel bad for, we pick on you.
You know what? Look, the other thing it made me, and this
I'm
is even joking, more
I'm kidding. I don't feel bad. I'm sorry, man.
You don't feel
I don't
bad.
Want to keep you going. There.
I didn't fall for that for a second. Okay. No, here's the other thing. Is it made me, it my inner ear is messed up, so it makes me very loud. I can't really hear myself.
Is that what it is?
The way other people hear themselves.
Oh,
but it
wow.
also, I think, and no one's ever told me this, I think it gave me perfect pitch. I can hear things other people can't hear. I no one in my family's musical. No one. I have like two cousins who play a musical instrument out of 40. No, none of my parents.
All right, so would you trade
nope.
perfect pitch for the
no,
perfect
I
pitch?
I wouldn't trade.
Oh, that's good.
I wouldn't trade. That's what I do. I'm a pro. We're talking about
Bubba now.
I'm
that was really
pro.
Good.
I'm a pro. Perfect pitch for the good. Perfect pitch is pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
good
discredit
job.
That. Thank
Dude,
you.
Right. Give me a little Thank nugs you. There.
All right.
I would not trade athletic ability for anything. No, I wouldn't do it.
Would you trade athletic ability...
For 10 IQ points? No.
Would you trade 10 IQ points to be super hot?
Yep.
Any day.
Why do you, is this really, you're debating this in your head?
The only reason I'm going to say yes is because, and this is going to be bad, I have 10 IQ points to spare.
No. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Patrick, what you need to do,
an IQ when you're super hot.
I was
going to
say,
little.
It's one of Patrick's, he gets so annoyed when the girls go, oh, he's so funny, talking about some hot guy, and he's really not funny.
No, they don't say that. They say, what they say is, I just want a nice, smart, funny guy, but then they just laugh at whatever the good-looking, dumb jerk says.
That's true.
And it's true. It's my whole life.
That's true.
I just wish I had a nice, smart, funny guy. No, no, you don't. Okay, because if
you
women
want one of the
really
Bachelor
wanted,
in Paradise
if,
people,
yeah,
and
if
then
women really
you'll
wanted
laugh.
A nice, smart, funny guy, there'd be a line outside the door right here at the office right now. There'd be lining up.
We are pretty smart and funny, aren't we?
I think so.
And we're stallions,
I wasn't
too.
I talking about you two, but whatever. Well, I don't...
No, just in general. I mean, there's something about what we do that is pretty cool. You know, like, we don't play sports. I mean, we do, but not well. We don't play music. Well, Patrick does, but not well.
Hey!
But there's something about what we do that we do well, and there's something endearing about it. I think there's some kind of coolness to the fact, and the same goes for you, Carson. I think there's something cool about the fact that you can get on the radio and talk to people and relate like
that. Come up with perfect pitch versus perfect pitch.
Yeah, that's
right
thing,
there,
man.
Off the top of your head.
Boom.
Yeah.
See?
There's something to that.
Yeah.
Being clever, being witty, it's attractive. I really think so. Who do you want to talk to? Do you want to talk to the guy who just didn't like this, who looks pretty? Or do you want to talk to somebody who's okay, but they're smart and engaging?
See, I'm not sure it's attractive, but I will say it gets us invited to parties. Because people want to be around you. I'm just not saying they want to be with you. Which, I mean, I'm just saying for me and Patrick,
jeez,
because
thanks,
we're still
Carson,
single.
So it's like,
I was putting myself in that.
So wait, that's kind of like the friend and friend zone thing.
She put herself in it to make it less,
oh,
make it
you
less,
less biting.
But yeah, it was definitely about
what?
Me there.
It was not about
a
you.
Bit.
Oh, no, it was total. You really think? Have
now,
you met
me? You
how
this.
Self-absorbed
you
am
are.
I? It was totally about me.
If I am pretty good at parties.
Yeah.
That is one of my better.
Patrick is, and he gets.
I am a small talk.
He got mad at me one day because I said, and I'm going to bring this up. I said, oh, Patrick's holding court or whatever. And you got upset. You're like, I hate when you do that. But there's some.
No,
Patrick can control a room. He really can. And I'm giving you the props
that
there.
I apologize for that. That exact phrase irritated me because I had somebody call. Were you there? You were there that night with that girl's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the
yeah.
bar. Oh, it was a nasty situation.
What happened?
I was holding court. I was standing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but it was...
But it was... My friends had come out to go drinking with me. That was the whole point. I gathered this group. It was just... I can't remember what it was for.
You had a friend in town.
Oh, it was my buddy Chuck was in town. Mm-hmm. And so I had everybody coming in. And literally, everyone's standing around laughing, giggling, drinking, having a good time. And this one girl is just... She was a friend of a friend.
She looked like she'd been sucking on a lemon.
Oh, God. She
just
goes, yeah,
sour
I guess we just have
face.
To sit here until Patrick's done holding court.
That's RBF, by
and
the
I was
way.
Like, oh,
well,
okay.
As somebody who was born with that, I totally understand her
yeah,
plight.
There's a difference between RBF and just B, okay? There's a difference. Some people have resting you-know-what face, and some people are just a... You know, there's a big difference.
I like the way you said resting you-know-what face to explain it to Big D because he didn't know what RBF was.
He's going, RBF, wait, what's
he's trying to figure that out.
I understand
he's going,
what
roasted
the F
broccoli
is.
Feet?
Roasted broccoli
roasted
feet.
Roasted broccoli feet. See? There you go again. Bubba with the superpower.
And I didn't
just
know what
being
that meant.
Witty.
I knew what that meant.
You knew what that meant? Yeah. Good for you.
I knew what it meant. So, wow, we got a lot of things going on. Yesterday today is my son Zach's birthday, 16.
I thought it was yesterday.
No,
you guys can't get it right. No matter if you're early or late, you can't ever do it on the birthday.
I said it was today. This morning I said it was today.
No, you said
so
it
his
was
birthday.
Last night.
Did I mess it up?
Yeah, you
yeah,
said
you
it was
said
last
it was
night.
Oh, whatever.
Well, you well. Thought it was yesterday.
Well, because I would have been surprised when you guys were singing me happy birthday that you wouldn't have referenced it was also your son's. So I guess we don't share a birthday.
No.
Okay, just making sure.
I
may have gotten
Zach
confused
because
we picked the car up yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I got
Zach
confused.
Wasn't Zach born in October? Are you sure? I'm just saying. We were still working together back when he was born, which
Patrick,
is crazy, 16
Patrick,
years ago.
Patrick, no, I'm not sure. I don't know.
If
yeah.
you're asking,
could,
are you
could
sure?
very well
but
be.
But was one of your kids born in October? Is that it?
None of my kids were born in October.
What's that?
Olivia
what?
Was April 13th. It was Friday the 13th, and it was also a Good Friday that year. Ava was on December 5th, and then Frank was the week before Thanksgiving. It was the 22nd of November. So, no October.
I remember it was a
– Hey, Big D, what are your son's birthdays?
Today.
Very good.
So one's today and one is
come on, Gunner's
May
birthday.
27th.
For real?
Yep. You wouldn't know. I
no, you
that.
Wouldn't know. That's the thing is you there. Wouldn't you know.
May 27th. The worst of going up, I didn't realize. I never picked up like prescriptions and stuff, at, you know, whatever. And you do a little drive-through thing. You pull up to CVS, Walgreens, whatever it is. And I'd never done it, and I didn't know that they flipping quiz you about everything.
Gotta give them the name, and then the first thing they always ask is, what's the date of birth?
So I pull up there, like, one of the boys is sick, and I pull up, and I'm like, hey, look at me, I'm doing this. Hey, how are you? Good. Picking up a prescription and tell them the name. I got that. Okay, and the birthday? And I went, mine? No.
No, the birthday for your child.
And mine.
And I said, man, I'm telling you, I had the worst. I'm usually really good on my feet.
Did you?
I felt so flush in the face.
Yeah, because you look like the guy trying to steal some little kid's drugs.
I was like, it must have been obvious because I said, I told her, my wife normally does this. And she goes, I'll be right back. Like, it must have been super obvious that I'm just a tool.
Did you have to call Kathy and say, hey,
it was a little kid's prescription. It's not like, it was probably for like antibiotics.
Yeah, you weren't like Walter Whiting anything. Yeah.
Seriously, let it go. It wasn't a big deal. And from that day, I was like, you know what? Before I pull up, I get my phone out and I start looking. I do a search for Gunner birthday, Zach birthday.
which wouldn't do any good because in your phone, whatever that pulled up would be the day you celebrated their birthday, which would be like a month late.
He does have a point there.
Yeah. It's usually, if you know this about him, it's usually a month, anywhere between 2 weeks and a month later, they'll be like, oh, we're having a birthday party this Saturday for Gunner. Oh, is his birthday this weekend? No, it was like 3 weeks ago. But
it just never worked.
Kathy called Stacy one morning at like 8 a.m. on a Saturday. Hey, Stace, how are you? Stacy's like, oh, fine. She said, hey, are the kids available to come to Zach's birthday party? Sure. When is it? In an hour. And I am not making that up.
And no crap, his birthday was like 3 weeks before. They just decided that day to just throw him a party.
Oh, this is all true. It's all true. It is. Yeah, I try and tell Kat. I'm trying to get better about it. I'm like this morning, I left, everyone's asleep, and I left the house. Before I left, I took a piece of paper towel, and I took a Sharpie, and I put, happy birthday, Zach. And I put it on the refrigerator so that he would see it. And then I'm thinking, okay, now what do I do? So I got to get a card and, you know, a cake. And I'm asking him, like, what? Like, see, here's the thing. I ask him, we've been asking him for 2 weeks. What do you want to do? It's a big one, 16. It's a big birthday. I'm like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I don't know. Well, come on. Will you think of anything? I don't know. Okay, well, if you think of something, let us know. 2 days later, have you thought of anything else? Not really. What do you want to do? I don't know. It's that. And so you kind of end up going, okay, what are we going to do?
You don't care. We don't care. That's what I tell my kids when they give me the I don't know. I go, look, you got to pick something, because if you don't pick, then I'm going to pick and you're going to hate it.
But even beyond
so
that,
you better
normal.
Seriously give it some thought. If you don't pick, then you don't have a choice on your own birthday.
But even beyond that normal indecision of children and teenagers, Zach is pretty laid back. Like, he just,
gosh, yeah.
I'm just thinking he's like, whatever.
Yeah, you know? When my dad gave him a car.
I watched that video.
Yeah, and he's so...
That's amazing.
He's so like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
He does seem genuinely surprised and appreciated. It's just not his nature to jump up and down.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's what... And Gunner is like, we're watching the video afterwards, and Gunner's like, golly, Zach is so awkward sometimes. And I said, no, well, this is the way he is.
You
he
know, just, Zach probably thinks you guys are awkward.
He probably thinks we're over the top.
Yeah.
He's a real mix, because I'm kind of that way. You know, very kind of low-key. And Gunner's not as much.
No. I was in this room when we got the phone call that we won the CMA award, and I thought D was the most freaked out. Bubba went into complete denial.
Yeah, I didn't believe it. We had to call.
Oh yeah, that was exciting.
That was exciting. Dee and I were standing over here on this side, just screaming and jumping up and down like little girls.
I know. It's so great.
I didn't believe it because I thought we were getting punked. I really did. Who was it that called us on that?
Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, and I'm like, I picked up the phone and I called the actual organization. I'm like, did we really win? And the person at the front desk didn't know. They had to go and ask somebody, and they came back and they're like, yes, you won. Congratulations.
You totally won.
And I was like, wow. That really happened. Yeah. So for like 15 minutes, I was in denial until I could get an official answer. I'm that guy.
I just didn't want to believe it.
Because
he doesn't believe it. Actually, what happened in between songs, because we're still live on the air, is D had to like get to serious Big D for a minute, look at Bub and go, we're not kidding. This really happened.
We believe it.
You have no idea how many times I'll get. Dude, they did this with me with a lottery scratch off ticket. Did they ever tell you that story?
So no.
Yeah.
Big D. Big D.
He hands me a script. He goes,
"This is what I do. Let me tell the story a little bit before this, because this is what happens. We were in our old building years. This is like 15 years ago. D comes up to me in a production room and goes, "Listen, I got these fake scratch offs. I want to get Bubba. How do we get it to where we're recording this? Because this is before videos on phones and all that.
Yeah.
And I go, "I know. I'll just tell him it's a. We do with these things called tryout spots, where a client will come to you and say, "We might want to buy commercials."
They're spec spots. Is what we call them.
But it's like a tryout.
We do an audition. And if they like the commercial, then they buy it.
Yeah, and then maybe we'll buy some commercials. So I told them it was for the lottery and that they needed to do this commercial. And they could scratch these tickets. They want you to scratch the tickets during the thing. And if, by the way, these are real tickets. If you win, you can keep whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's Do you have that?
I don't know. So I sit down and I go and I grab the scratch off ticket. And we're like, "Oh, and you know, with the lottery, you get this and that." And I start scratching my ticket. I'm like, 50,000. Scratch an X on 50,000. And then don't forget, you got that. And I reach up and I grab the microphone and I push it aside. And I'm like,
"I'll never get that.
I just won $50,000.
It was so great.
And Big D's like, "What?" I said, "Dude, I just won $50,000.
Do I really get to keep this? Are you serious?
Do I really? I said, "It's got 1, 2, 3, 50,000 three times.
I'm buying a Porsche."
I did. Well, and it's funny because I was in the middle of car shopping at the time. I'm like, "Well, there we go. I'm getting a Porsche. Woo! This is the best day ever." And then, of course, they're like, "Oh, how do you get your money?" So I flip the thing over and it says, "Redeemable by with the Easter Bunny." And
the Tooth Fairy and Care of Santa Claus and all this stuff.
Oh.
He starts going into a cussing tirade.
I was so mad.
It was the best.
It was one of the best. Oh, man.
Oh, that is. Oh, my gosh.
What made it so much better is that we got it.
We have it all on
tape. It's on tape.
Yeah.
And we can use it on the air.
What is it called, Patrick?
Hang on. I'll go look.
Is it Bubba Gets Burned?
The day Bubba lost faith in humanity.
There's so many times I've been burned. I don't know which one it is.
There's Bubba Gets Burned, Bubba Gets Punked, Bubba Gets Embarrassed. There's lots of them here. We don't know which one to use.
I'm looking on the computer. I don't see it, Patrick. So if you can find... You do?
Put it on his button bar.
Button bar is a little thing. Here, I'll show you, actually. It's this little thing, and we can grab pieces of audio and put them on this little thing and play it. There. Kind of cool. Now people know if they hear us ever tossing the lingo around, what's up?
Did you find it?
You guys stall. I'm going to isolate it.
Okay.
Yeah, isolate it. I'm going to do all the whole setup. We've already done all that. That was a good one. There was another. I'm trying to think of some of the other pranks that we've done on each other. Some of the good
That's
ones.
That's easily the best one.
The time we got Big D a male stripper for his birthday.
Oh, yes. It was Big D's birthday. So we're like, Patrick's like, "We ought to get him a stripper." I said, "Yes, we will." And we looked in the
phone book or whatever
it was at the time. I don't even know if it was like internet. It was early. I don't remember. But we got him a male stripper. So I'm like, "Hey, happy birthday. We got you a stripper." So Big D's like all like, "Ooh, you know, this is crazy." Because you have to understand, Big D being the wholesome guy who doesn't cuss, doesn't drink, do whatever. He's thinking, "I have a stripper and this is going to be live on the air." And the guy walks in and he's all greasy, covered in oil.
I can hardly see him because of the shine.
And he's got a boom box and he drops it on the counter and goes, hits play, and like, "I'm too sexy" or something. "Oh, I'm too sexy for your love." Starts playing, and he starts doing this little thing, and Big D's so uncomfortable. And this guy is just taking his clothes off. Magic Mike style.
Did he have a gimmick?
He was a cowboy.
He was a cowboy. And he had a country show.
And he had a bandana around his face or something like that.
Like stick him up. Like El Bandito. He was ready.
And
he had the
chaps or shaps or whatever. And then like some sort of a Ryan Locke the underwear type thing going on. And he starts and he's dancing around and I can see in his eyes, he's dead. It's like he's
checked out.
He's totally
going through the motions.
Yeah, he's somewhere else, you know, and
thinking about paying that Visa bill.
There was no connection. He had no connection with me. And
which is That's sad.
And
were you trying to make eye contact with him?
No, of course not. I was laughing the whole time. And so he's doing the whole thing, and you know, of course, these monkeys are, and so this guy's going through the whole thing, realizing, okay, I'm doing it. I'm just a pawn in someone else's prank. Did y'all told him it was a dude, right?
Yes, we told him it was for a guy. We said, we understand.
But he didn't,
and we actually had to ask him. It was like, hey, are you cool with dancing for a dude? And he was like,
your credit card numbers go through.
Absolutely. So but, we did
he
that.
He was really cool though.
After it was over, we interviewed him, and Big D's like, you weren't into this at all, were you? He goes, nope.
But he's it's weird. They have a smell. There's like a
oil. It was greased themselves up with. And it was like,
It was kind of cool. But
I got it.
Oh, you got it?
So that was fun.
It was the one called Bubba Gets Burned. That's it. It's on your butt
bar. And is it clean, or do we have to bleep out the cussing? Okay, here we go. This is going back to when they got me with the lottery thing.
Hey, y'all. It's Big D and Bubba here to tell you about the lottery.
The new game called Make 3 Wishes, where you can win up to $50,000 instantly just by scratching off. You just match 3 like amounts and win that amount.
Okay, so...
Big D, you first?
I didn't win.
All right, I'm scratching mine.
Of course, the new game, Make 3 Wishes.
And I have matched.
You match 3 and you win that amount.
I just won.
What do you mean?
I just won $50,000, dude. I'm not. I just won $50,000.
I love how Bubba sounds like he's 11.
Look at my Make 3 Wishes card thing. I just won $50,000. He's looking at it too. See, now you're amazed.
Oh my God, you just won $50,000. Oh my God.
Can I have my ticket back?
Wow.
Well, how do you get your money? Bubba, look on the back. How do you get your money?
Well, it tells you right here. Hold on.
Sinking in.
I'm reading the back. I'm going.
Oh.
All right, there we go.
Oh, I wish we had gotten that on camera. Oh, yeah. The things that we would have gotten on camera in our lives.
That was like at the beginning of 20? Our radio career.
I bet that's 20 years old.
No, that was 19 is 2000. I started working with you in August of 99.
Right before 9/11. Think about it that way.
Gosh.
Wow.
So funny.
That's great.
So great.
That's notice great. When it sinks in, the first word out of my mouth.
Beep. By the way, he ended up buying a Porsche anyway.
Yeah, so. He did.
I did.
No sympathies.
Yeah, don't feel too bad for that guy. It's like the guy that was talking, I was complaining about something, and I was like, but this is going to cost so much. I got to get the gear fix on the plane and this, and I'm getting new tires and buzz. And I said, everything, anything goes wrong on the plane, it's going to be a grand for everything. So if you have 4 things, it's $4,000. And he goes, yeah. And he was like, okay.
Like disinterested.
Yeah. And I said, well, sorry I bored you. He goes, no, dude, it's just, it's kind of a fact of life that no one feels bad for people who own airplanes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
I don't feel bad for how much money it costs to keep your airplane from going back.
Yeah, I was like, point taken.
Excuse me.
I got you.
I got to go near broke buying a new refrigerator, but please fix your airplane.
Did you get a did you get a new fridge?
Was it? I had to get a new fridge. Yeah. My fridge died. My car died. I spent $1,300.
Should have never done that.
Fixing my car, that and then it died again 4 weeks. Something totally wrong 4 weeks later. And get this, note, I just got a letter that Ford is recalling the power steering on my
car. Which is what went on?
Which is what I spent $1,300 to fix. So I have to go to the dealership this week and try to figure out
if you can get
some of my money back.
Wow.
Which they're going to fight me on, but it's like 13. Wait a minute.
But they don't
want to
fight.
To
they don't want to fight you. I don't know if anybody.
No.
If you're new to the podcast, better. You don't know. But for those of you who've been listening, you know Patrick is one not to be dealt with when it comes to customer service and all that kind of stuff because he is
Dude,
ruthless.
Dude, I got mad at the cable company on Monday because something wasn't working. We ended up fixing it, but the customer service was so bad. I ran it up the ladder to their bosses for how poorly the thing. And I had it. It was one of those chats. So I just screenshotted it and sent it to them how stupid it was. Twice now, a technician has just shown up unannounced to see if our cable was working.
That happened today. Some guy rang in the door and was like,
I'm like, yeah, it's working now. Thanks for showing up 2.5 days late. You know.
Well, I got a phone call earlier today. It was a wrong number, but it was a cable company. And they said, yeah, I'm supposed to be checking the lines. And I go, well, I think you'd have to talk to my boss about that. Oh, I think I'm on the other line with him. And I go, no, I don't think you are because I don't hear any screaming. Yeah. And it turns out, no, he had dialed the wrong number. So yeah. I was like, I don't hear Patrick losing it, so I don't think
so
you're on with
they're
him.
They're not on the phone with him.
No.
You're
this
not
is
talking,
probably
you're,
going okay.
You're talking to your boss.
Yeah. You're not crying. You're not talking to him.
Are you crying, sir? Are you?
Hey, we're doing
Tara, by the way, wants to know how AT&T thing panned out. Patrick, would you like to make a statement on that?
Right now, everything's fine. They waived the... boy, I can't. You know how I know it's gone? I can't say it.
How much it was? It was
I don't know.
$113,000 that they were trying to get from us.
$114,800. I used to be able to rattle it off to the cent.
$114,838. I forget.
It was something crazy.
I've forgotten it. I had it memorized. Anytime I used to say it so much.
Anytime the phone company comes for you for over $100,000, then you know there's a big disconnect. But you know that was resolved, and it was resolved I'm not going to say in a timely manner.
Oh, god. Oh my god.
It was a
year long fight, but it was
more
resolved
than that.
And
yeah.
it was so far so good. So yeah. We'll leave it at that. Thank you for asking, Tara.
Exactly, leave it at that.
Yes.
Yeah, when you own your own business, man, you there's a lot of things. Like, see, back in the old building, we would have never – we wouldn't even known that would have been a deal.
Nope.
Yeah, that would have never even been on our radar at all.
No, that company
as it shouldn't
just,
have been.
That company would have just paid the 100 grand.
Mm. Or they would have just added it to their debt.
I was going
to
say, which is also why they're almost $21 billion, with a B, dollars in debt.
Yeah. So you just keep adding it. I mean, what's another 100 grand? But – yeah, it's just.
I can't believe I can't remember the number. It was such a big part of my life for so long.
Now I notice. Oh, I think we're out of. I think we're almost out of toilet paper.
Toilet paper is our big deal here. Coffee is another big deal.
Paper towels. That kind of thing.
SlimFast. We've got all this stuff.
Who's drinking SlimFast? Is that you,
Carson?
I thought you're doing protein shake.
Well, yeah, it's Premier Protein. It's not actually SlimFast.
Oh.
30 grams protein, less than a gram of sugar. But I pay for them myself. It's not being charged to the company.
Oh, I know.
The Diet Coke and the Diet Sprite in there. Don't worry. That is on me.
It's all you.
It's on me.
So did you, are you seeing any results from all that?
Well, I do when I follow it. But then, you know, it was my birthday weekend and I decided to have cake, as in an entire cake to myself.
You ate a whole cake?
Of course I did.
Like how big of a cake?
Full-size cake.
Full-size cake over the weekend.
Oh, I had ice cream last night.
Yeah, about 3 days. I decided I'm going to eat myself cake, and I had myself cake.
Good for you.
Yellow cake?
It was a caramel cake, because I love all things.
You
I'm
mean
not
caramel?
Yeah, you said caramel. I don't know what that is. Caramel?
You met my aunt?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Aunt Caramel?
Yeah, my caramel. That's not how I say it, but it's caramel.
Lots of syllables.
Yeah, but yeah, that's my like favorite. I'm not a chocolate person. I like caramel.
Yeah, I'm
so I got
you.
A caramel cake.
So was it frosted?
Yeah, it's a caramel frosting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So you just ate it by yourself?
Oh, I did. I was like, you know what? Let's Netflix and caramel. That was kind of my birthday.
Carble?
Carble?
Caramel. Oh. Caramel.
That time you definitely caramel.
I think carbles a cool one. I thought that was like a hip thing to
no.
say.
Oh,
like
I found it.
A lot of carbs. Oh, okay, what was the number?
$109,452.60. There you go.
I feel better.
I feel better.
So it wasn't 110.
It was 109,460.
Whatever it was.
Okay. Whatever it was.
And 60 cents.
$452.60.
We are excited. We're going to be this weekend. We're going to be in Reno for the air races, And a friend of ours is going to be actually racing.
It's his first time, his first inaugural race.
Sam Swift. That's a cool name, Sam Swift.
Yeah.
But dude, if you're a racer of any kind, Sam Swift is a great name.
If you're a pilot, that's like one of those throwback names. You know, those names where you have the guy with the goggles and the little thing around the scarf, you know?
You mean like Snoopy?
Like Snoopy. Dressed like Sam. I'm Sam Swift.
Sam Swift's the name. Speed's my game.
I think Sam Swift is a character name on something.
He's,
is that a Doctor Who character, Bubba?
It's not a Doctor Who character.
Is he flying
it
a Swift?
Sam Swift character.
No, he's
from
flying
Who.
The, what's their, what did they get? They got the, what's the thing that Tom Cruise has, the extra? Doesn't he have an extra? What's the biplane
that
Tom Cruise has? Is it glass air or an extra? Or?
I don't know. It looked really small
just
for an extra.
Just go to his Facebook page.
I'm going to find out. One of my dearest friends from college is a meteorologist out in Reno.
What?
He's on one of the TV stations. He's on one of the chief meteorologists out there.
Nice.
And I think we actually went on two dates. But
you think?
Well, we
you
did.
Went on two
I'm
dates.
Trying to be cool and cover it up, but like we did. We went out a couple of times, and he's awesome, and he's happily married with four children. But I will make sure that he swings by to see you because he is a great guy.
Extra does not make a biplane.
I thought they did.
No, it's not an extra. But I love their that extra. What is this? Dude, this is right up our alley. It's the extra EA 500. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a high wing turbine prop. You know how we love the high wing turbine? That's what it is. I'm going to send you a picture of it.
I like saying turbine just because it sounds more American.
Yeah, you're right. Turbine. My bad.
Turbine.
My bad. Look at that. It's right up there. It reminds me of those...
Is
it Northwest that
I've
flies?
I've seen one of those. It kind of looks like a little. We're going to get into pilot talk. I don't want to bore people on that, but it does kind of look. It's got the Pilatus look, too.
Yeah, it's kind of. The Pilatus looks a little more robust.
What is the thing you're going to this weekend? I'm trying to send a message because I've zoned out.
Air races.
Hey, okay. Big D.
It's the biggest event.
Name a movie that has Emma Stone in it.
I don't know who that is.
He doesn't even know who that is.
I have no
idea. He couldn't figure out of a lot.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. S-T-O-N-E.
She told me.
Emma Stone.
You know who that is?
She looks familiar. Is she the one who was in that Suicide Squad?
No.
She's not the girl?
No.
It's Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Man, I don't know. How do y'all know these people?
I don't know.
Let me change it around on you guys.
Okay.
All right. Now, I just typed in Emma Stone in Google. Now, Google gives you an opportunity that says, oh, here's some other people. These are people also searched for, as well as Emma Stone.
I can guess two of them right now.
And I'm looking at these other people. I don't even know who they are either.
Wait. Other people who people search for when they search for Emma Stone?
Emma Stone.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Amy Adams.
Do you like
Emma,
that?
That's right.
Very nice. Very nice inside joke.
That list?
Chris Wegman, by the way. Wegman. What?
Is Amy Adams on that list?
No.
Talk about squirt.
How about Emma Watson?
Emma Watson.
No. Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you guys actors. You have to give me one or two movies that they're in.
No problem.
Now, again,
this is
never
not
heard.
You. This is not even a game.
Never heard of this guy. Go. Andrew Garfield.
Duh. Spider-Man.
Emma Roberts.
Scream Queen. She's Julia Roberts' niece, yes. Eric's Roberts' daughter. I believe she was in American Horror Story.
Okay, that's enough nerd. Jennifer Lawrence.
Hunger Games.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Mila Kunis.
Are you kidding?
Black Swan. She was
Ashton Kutcher's wife.
Yeah. Are you kidding? You don't know who that is?
That 70s show.
She was in that terrible sci-fi movie with
Channing
Tatum.
She's the voice of Meg Griffin.
Yes. Yeah.
On Family Guy.
That comes out of that?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Amanda Bynes.
What a Girl Wants.
Yeah. She's kind of a train wreck now.
She
was on All That on Nickelodeon back in the day.
She was always, I always liked her.
Yeah,
like,
but she kind of went cray-cray.
Abigail
Breslin.
She's the little girl from
Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Rachel McAdams.
Dude, the Notebook.
The Notebook.
The Notebook. Rachel McAdams. So hot.
Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo.
I'll leave that to the guys.
She's the least attractive of all of these.
What?
Scarlett Johansson is. No, I will say this. I will say this.
I don't get it.
She is. I feel the same way about Scarlett Johansson that I feel about Jennifer Lawrence. They're cute.
No, Scarlett Johansson in Lost in Translation, hot.
See, I'm just telling you, I've never seen Scarlett Johansson look hot.
I've seen her
look good.
And hot. Every guy I know has her at the top of their list.
Is that right?
Like, you name
Jennifer
hottest.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
You
Jennifer
name
Lawrence
chick.
Is not smoking hot.
That
I don't
body
get
does.
That. They everybody loves
about dudes here, right?
Jessica Chastain.
That is the girl
the
from...
The poor woman's Amy Adams.
Yeah, but no, but she's a much better actor or actress. She was in the thing, Get in the Box. What's
was
the movie?
She in the Zero Dark Thirties?
Yeah, Zero Dark Thirty, Get in the Box.
She's
yeah.
the poor man's Amy Adams. Is Amy Adams the poor man's Isla Fisher?
Yes.
Like, are they all the same actress? Boy, we got way deep here.
And then there's like Bryce
Viola
Dallas.
Davis.
Who?
Viola Davis.
Oh, yeah, Viola Davis.
She was in The Help.
She was, oh, no.
The Help?
Yeah.
I don't know anything else.
Anna Faris. That's the one from the...
House Bunny.
Married to Chris Pratt. Yeah. She kind of won at life.
And it's Anna.
Anna Faris.
Yeah,
she's the one
been
in
on
Suicide
show
Squad?
Too.
No, she's
no,
one
that's
of
Margot
scary
Robbie.
Movie and The House Bunny.
That's not her? I'm looking right at her. That's not her.
She's on the TV show Mom.
Yep.
You've lost him.
I know.
Blake Lively.
We have interviewed Anna Faris about being on the TV show Mom, but he doesn't know.
She's been on the show?
Yes. Yes, she has.
This is my favorite game. Who's been on the show?
Oh, man, they don't know.
Actually, a pretty good chunk of the ones we've named have been on the show.
My favorite.
Like Natalie Portman. I know her.
Yes.
And she's from Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And The Black Swan.
Yes.
That was a weird movie.
Black Swan was weird.
I actually never saw it.
I was kind of like...
I read the synopsis on Wikipedia. I was good.
You didn't miss a whole bunch.
Yeah.
I've never seen 80% of the movies we're talking about. I still know who's in them.
Yeah.
That's weird. How do you guys know all that?
Because I have to keep up with stuff like that.
No, you just, don't.
I mean, you're,
no, you don't.
Yes, we do.
Somebody has to.
We have
you
to
don't.
Know about pop culture.
I know about pop culture.
Really?
Really?
Ask me something about pop culture.
I think we've asked you a lot about pop
You've
culture.
You've asked me about actresses in movies.
Name three people on this season's Dancing with the Stars.
This Whoa. Season?
Yeah.
This season, right
Ryan
now.
Lochte.
Okay.
Easy. That's and, the one.
And,
country.
Pop culture.
I know
country.
A lot about pop culture.
Somebody country, Big D. Who?
Yep. Who's the country one is in there this
oh
year?
Oh, my God. You, come on.
Give me a second.
We literally talked about it on the show.
We did?
Yes.
Do I have some kind of brain injury?
You do.
Am I concussed?
And we make fun of Bubba's memory? Listen to you. You
isn't there like a dot test y'all can give me?
By
or
the
something?
Way, I should point out.
Pinch your fingers.
For people who are new to this.
I'm overheating.
And also for Carson, Big D is Ron Burgundy. Like, he sees this stuff, he talks about it, and then it's just gone.
God, it is really gone.
It's just,
I'm kind of jealous of that,
though. I am the same way, though.
Oh, wait. Are y'all saying that we talked about Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
And
we talked about the whole thing?
Yes.
The country.
And one of our favorite people is on it right now, and you don't even know. Look at his face. He doesn't have a clue.
A guy?
She
no, it's a girl.
She handed you a CMA award. She put it in your hands.
Oh, Jana.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
You remember now that she's on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
I'm on top of pop culture.
We actually
I don't know what you guys
had
are
a conversation not 3 hours ago in the kitchen about Dancing with the Stars because
it's totally because
D was rapping. And
what?
Yeah.
He was rapping.
What was he rapping?
Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yes.
Vanilla Ice. Oh, and Vanilla Ice is on there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. See, I just need like a little push.
Little push.
Yeah. a little push?
We get the training wheels.
Oh, my, it's not a little
nudge.
Push. It's like six people with a rope.
I would be great.
Come on, man.
I got a tow strap on the back of my truck, and I'm just pulling Big D.
There's a winch. None of this was a little push.
He's stuck in the mud.
Can you just see me on Jeopardy? They ask a question, and everyone's like, pink, pink, and I just stand there.
Yeah. Or what's worse is he would actually hit the thing, and they'd come to me, Big D. He would go, it's the guy.
Yeah, you know what?
He looks
got,
like the,
you know, the guy with the glasses and the stuff, and yeah.
I guess I just come off as a goofball, don't I?
Dude, we all do. That's the
we
beautiful
all have
thing.
Our thing, man.
We all have our little place, and we're all flawed.
But I'm super quick. I'm very fast.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Which is why people invite you to parties. We can go back to that now.
You just don't retain it.
I don't.
You really don't.
I have people from high school. They'll come up and they'll I'll get a Facebook, a friend request. And I'll look at them and I'll go,
Oh, dude, I'm the same way. I don't know, especially girls, because they change their last name. And it really, once you change your last name and you throw in the years, I'm lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I added people during my reunion year, and I still don't know who half of them are.
I got one of my best friends from high school sent me a message that some guy we went to high school with died. And she was all bent up, and I was like, I have no idea who this person is. I legit had never heard the name before. I went to my yearbook. I looked him up. This did not ring any bell.
He didn't
bell.
Even look similar or familiar? I have no idea
no idea who he was. And yet she and I were so close. You think at one point I would have run into this guy? No clue.
Do we have time to get into something, a whole new thing, or should I save it?
Dude, we can do whatever we want.
Do whatever. Yeah, you know. Here's the thing:
if everybody's schedules are today.
Well, not only that, if the video portion of the podcast dies, don't worry about it. We're all good. You can always listen to the audio portion if you're one of the people watching on Facebook, which will be posted later. And those of you who are listening to the audio are going, "Huh?" Because it's already there.
You guys know that Carson went to school with someone famous that she hates.
No.
Y'all know that?
No.
I'm not going to make her talk about it if she doesn't want to.
Oh, really?
Hold on.
Wait, you went to high school with somebody who is famous?
Yes. Yes.
Legit famous.
Legit famous.
Famous like I would know them famous?
Yeah, you're going to know him, yeah.
He would know the big he'd know the big movie.
And you don't like him because he's a jerk in real life?
All right, let's see.
You dated him.
No,
she didn't date him.
Did you want to date him, but he wouldn't date you?
No.
You hate him now.
No,
right. She always disliked him.
Is it an actor?
It's an actor.
It's an actor.
White guy, black guy.
White guy.
White guy. Short, tall.
Wait. Why don't you do the whole thing where
I'm on?
Akinator.
Yeah,
and we're Akinator this guy.
Can you check where I'm
Ernest
sitting
Borgnine?
At time-wise?
Ernest Borgnine, yes.
Do I need to go back in?
Yeah,
and
Carson's supposed to be doing a radio show, but whatever.
No,
do you need to, are you okay?
She's good for, you go check and we'll go ahead and get the Akinator set up. So,
yeah, I gotta re-download it.
That's so much fun.
Akinator is.
I think I know who it is. I'm looking at the list of famous people from Connecticut.
Oh, dude, you're cheating.
Don't do that. Stop, turn it off.
Okay.
Jeez, man.
You don't even get to play Akinator.
Yeah, now you can't play.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Because
I
can.
You cheated. You already cheated. Cheaters can't have nice things.
No, I can look. I can look.
Yeah, you know?
Jeez, man.
Hogan from Hogan's Heroes was from.
No, he's totally the same age as Carson.
Okay, I'm pulling up. Do I want Akinator to send me notifications? I do not.
I'm going to guess you don't.
Where does she? Yeah, by the way, I just updated to the iOS 10,
I
hate it.
It's great.
Big D loves it. I hate it. Every time I go to send a text picture, like, you know, you can't take it. And when you use your volume button, which used to work as a photo snapping thing, it turns your volume up. Who wants the volume button to control the volume? Not me. I'm using that to take a picture.
What in God's name are you talking about?
Okay, do you know who it is, Bubba Patrick?
I know who it is.
Okay, so I want to ask you a couple of questions, kind of get us going.
Get started, okay.
Is the character a girl? No.
No. Yeah.
Does the character really exist?
Yes.
Yes. Is the character a YouTuber?
No.
Is the character more than 40 years old? No.
Just do I don't know.
No.
On that
no.
One.
No, it wouldn't be because she's not.
No.
Is your character linked with sports?
Yes.
Yes? Ooh.
I get yes, don't know, probably not, no. So I get don't, just yes, no. Carson!
Yeah, she's going to have the same answer as me on this.
Just do don't know.
I'm going to
say don't know just to be safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one. Is your character older than 20? Yes.
Which, by the way, if you're listening to this going on, you can keep asking. I'm going to explain. Akinator is a little app on your phone that
is
so awesome.
Recorded any albums.
It's a great little party game.
Recorded any albums.
No. Don't know. Well, it's no.
Well, you already hit no.
All right, so that's fine. You can go back. Is your character an actor?
Yes.
Is your character on a popular TV show?
Is or was?
It says is. Is your character on a popular TV show?
Well, no, but he was, so I don't know the answer to that.
What would you say, Bubba? Is your character on a popular TV show?
I don't know. I don't know who it is. I'm looking at a list of famous.
I'm telling you that he was and he isn't anymore.
Then
how do you answer
then
that
yes.
question?
That's a
say
yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a yes. Does your character play the role of a student?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
How does it know that?
I don't know. It's getting closer. I've been answering.
Oh, okay.
Is your character on Teen Wolf?
No.
I'll ask now.
Uh-uh. It's not Ian Somerhalder?
Has your character been in something produced by the Disney company?
No. Ever?
No.
I'm going to say no. I don't think his main projects, no.
Has your character been seen on Nickelodeon?
No.
Is a character a cast or a character from Glee?
No. No, nobody
has. Has your character in a TV show that already ended?
Yes.
Okay, so you came back, Bob Patrick. Does your character play in One Tree Hill?
No.
What is that? Is your character Asian? No.
No.
Is James Vanderbeek?
Is your character appear in Gossip Girl?
Wait a minute.
Bubba just guessed it. Bubba just guessed it.
He got it.
Bubba just got it.
Did I get it really?
Yeah. He did, yeah.
What's the matter with James Vanderbeek?
Well, he's like, ask Carson.
That's
the guy
right
now. That's the guy from Varsity Blues.
Yes, it is.
Now, wait. Now, I'm going to give
one of the greatest movies ever.
Hold on. Wait. Stop.
Oh, I can't abide that statement.
What?
Stop. Hold on.
Varsity Blues.
Oh, I know that guy. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's the main character in Varsity Blues.
I'm going to give Carson the opportunity to plead the fifth and walk away. Carson, you may now plead the fifth and walk away. None of us will judge you, at least
okay, tell you what,
on the end.
Let me get Patrick will now play the part of Carson.
Oh. I mean, I could talk some trash, but I don't
Carson, what's up with James Vanderbeek?
I can't do it. I can't do it justice. I only heard the story once, and it was amazing.
Oh, there's a story!
Oh,
you better tell that story!
She doesn't want to do this.
Tell it.
She can't do it. She can't. Tell She's going to get yes, in so much trouble.
What if somebody might tweet at him?
Who
and then
what
you know
would
he
do?
And you know what he would say?
Is it a true story?
I don't even know her.
Oh, yeah.
So that's fine.
Good.
Is it a true story? If it's a true story.
And then just say, well, whenever you die, I'm going to look through the yearbook, and I won't know who you are either.
Okay, so...
Hold on. I'm trying to give you the out. Like, you really, if you, because they don't care.
Is it really something that bad?
No, it's not bad. It's just like kind of kid church stuff.
If you don't
kid church
want to talk trash, you can leave now. Or suck it up and be a man and you tell us this story. Seriously, your choice.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead. This
is so weird, but like.
Is your mom going to be mad at you if you tell the story?
I was not going to involve her.
Okay.
so let's not.
Was there
by the way, he was on
two?
Dawson's Creek.
No. I don't think. Like,
that's
James,
the dude from Dawson's Creek,
yeah,
right?
And he's always been a really good-looking, talented dude. I will give him that. So, no, he and I, like, we grew up in church together. We were in classes together in junior high. We did a lot of, we did, like, theater stuff together. And because he could sing, kind of, and that's not me. That wasn't a slam. I'm just saying he could sing.
He could
it was seventh grade.
Of.
Okay.
Right.
So when we were in church, it would become kind of like the Vanderbeek show, that all the pageants were him and his brother and sister. And because his mother cast them all, so it was like, yay, look at the Vanderbeeks playing Jesus every year.
So in all the church plays,
they
get the
like
big
characters.
Like
when you had the Christmas pageant.
His sister's Mary, he's Jesus, his brother's Joseph.
Okay.
Right.
See the juice.
So, you know, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed clan that was Jesus and company.
You can't use those words together, by the way.
I wouldn't say clan, but
no, that's not at all. So there was a shakeup one year that somebody said perhaps the Vanderbeeks have had a little bit too much time in the front of the church, and that might have been appropriated by people that I knew or was related to. And so
In other words, let me butt in. You're casting the show every year, and as it turns out, your kids are the ones getting the best roles. Maybe we should shake that up.
Now, granted, how many of us went on to star on the hit CW show Dawson's Creek? Only the one with the last name Vanderbeek. So perhaps there was something to that logic.
Maybe there was some talent there.
You know, absolutely.
It sounds like you got a lot more practice.
Yeah, so things went a little bit wonky that year at church school. And alliances were formed. Walls were put up. It was a whole thing.
It was Vanderbeek versus non-Vanderbeek. There was a big old civil war.
Yeah, it was. Okay. It was.
Wow.
Yeah, and... So
you can't watch Varsity Blues and feel good about it?
No. We got the soundtrack when I was working at my college radio station. We got the soundtrack for Dawson's Creek. And I just took a Sharpie And I just, devil horns, eyes. I think I even wrote, like, I want to pee in.
No, wait, it doesn't
sound. And so
sound,
it said, like, I want to pee in Dawson's
it doesn't,
Creek.
Oh.
And, like,
it doesn't sound that bad, though.
But I mean, it went on and on.
He was the popular kid who got all the attention.
Well, not even. It was, he also had a little bit of an ego back then. And you know what? I probably was.
He's got a little what?
Ego. Oh. And I probably had my RBF. So that right there, I'm sure
think
I wasn't.
Think about the best
roasted
looking,
broccoli feet.
Yeah.
Think about the best looking guy in your high school who was also like the.
He
you
could
know,
sing.
Yeah, and yeah, and he was the
and he
guy,
was an act.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, he went after a science project I did one day. He like what? Called me out on the teacher for saying that I didn't know what I was talking about.
Were they loaded?
So.
What? The family, were they loaded?
They. Yeah, I mean,
Vanderbeek sounds like
we lived in an affluent suburb. Yeah. His dad, I believe, was a minor league ball player, and his mom at one point had performed on Broadway.
Okay,
so they, you know, have absolutely had this in their genes.
Did he call you out your science project at, before or after the whole shakeup?
Oh, it was after.
Wow.
Yeah, and he said, like, I don't even think she knows what she's talking about. Like he said in front of the whole class. So don't think that things that happen when you're in seventh grade don't come back because
here we are.
I'm way out of seventh grade. And I still remember that, you calling me out in front of the whole class, saying that I didn't know what I was doing.
I think there's other stuff, but I'm going to let it die because it's stuff even
this
I don't want to say.
This is the cleaner
this
version?
This is the nicest version.
Patrick, is there any way you can get James Vanderbeek on the show?
I'm serious. Oh, I would love that.
I think it's only worth doing if he shows up in studio and we don't tell Carson he's
this
coming.
This is a hand to God.
I'm not working on it.
This is a true story.
Already. What? True story?
When I was working on the Rosie O'Donnell show, they booked him as a guest, and everybody knew that I'd known him. And so
they were all happy about it?
Yeah. So they
By the way, that's the only reason he's on the show for Rosie, was because of you.
Well, and so they said, they're like, oh, so you know what your duty is next week? You're manning the green room, which meant I would have to go in there and cater to him.
Oh, yes. What can I get you, Mr. Vanderbeek?
So I literally took a vacation.
No, you did not.
I did. I planned my vacation that week. I was like, and I'm out. I wouldn't do.
Oh, wow.
Because you know my big fear is that, like, if I've harbored this. The thing is, if he'd just grown up like the rest of us and wasn't famous, it'd be like, oh, yeah, that was a kid I went to school with. But because he became famous, and he was famous while we were in high school.
When he became famous,
he'd started
then,
doing movies and stuff.
It then
and so,
justified all of the attention
yeah,
he had
and then,
gotten.
And like I said, the worst possible thing that could happen is that, like, I'd shown up at that green room, and I was like, hey, man, how you doing? And he would have looked right through me, had no idea who I was. Because that'd be like, I'd be harboring this anger over my science project, and you don't know how bad you hurt me.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if she brought up her science project?
Oh my God. How
awesome would that have been?
Is that I've been working on this for 6 weeks already. I'm trying to find any angle I can to get him to show up here.
I hate you. But I hate you so much.
It's a long shot. It's like a 1 in 50, but don't worry.
James Vanderbeek is putting out a new country album. And
as to help him get a record deal if it meant I could get him in studio.
He was in, we did Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Mm-hmm. Was he Joseph?
Guess
no.
He was really?
No.
Was he the Dreamcoat?
Nope, because Nat Pastor was a better singer. Booyah.
Boom. Okay. Can we get that guy?
No, that's terrible. That's horrible. No, but Nat was this amazingly talented kid.
I'm Matt Pastor, and I was a better singer than James Vanderbeek.
But then he was in, what's the song with the Lullaby of Broadway, that musical?
42nd Street.
Wow. Yeah, he was in that.
Yeah.
What was that?
So, what happened just now?
42nd Street is fantastic. Like, classic.
I'm pretty sure Bubba knew it earlier, but he just delayed it a tad
so he
didn't come off as uber gay. Wow.
Come and meet.
This podcast has been everywhere up and down the street, I have loved every second of it.
Boy, James Vanderbeek's wife is hot.
Really? Oh, hold on.
Just messing with you.
It's his second wife.
You hear her voice?
And she was able to get the dig in again. And that's why you get invited to parties.
Too long, didn't read. James Vanderbeek and I went to school together. I'm sure he's a wonderful human being now. We all were jerks in junior high, right? I'm sure he probably could tell you that, like, yeah, she was a witch.
Second, there's an episode of 30 Rock where. No, hold on. Let me get there. There's an episode
of
30 Rock.
Second wife is great.
where Liz is going to her high school reunion, and she thinks she was the kid that everybody picked on, and she hates everyone. She gets there, she realizes she was the bully. She was the one who everybody hates.
Yeah,
because she used to strike them down with one-liners and stuff. That's probably you. Probably with that.
And
like, you think you hate James Vanderbeek, but deep down, he remembers you. You are that horrible person.
He hates you.
You probably stood up on the day Matt Pastor won the role of Joseph and told him he wasn't good enough.
Where's Matt Pastor?
In your face, James Vanderbeek!
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Where's Matt Pastor? What's
like,
he
this
doing?
This is all just between us, right?
Is Matt Pastor?
Nobody's tweeting at JVDB or anything like that.
You, is this me, he, and he.
If you're listening to this podcast, you don't tweet.
It's Nathaniel. It was Nat.
Where is Nat? Is he on your Facebook?
I haven't seen him since we graduated junior high.
If you're still listening to this, high school. I implore you
to find him.
Tweet James Vanderbeek.
Stop right it! Now. No! Like, this is my worst nightmare.
Oh, I didn't even think about tweeting old James.
I'm tweeting him right now. Are you
James.
Kidding? Everyone
what is
listening.
What's wrong with you?
If you James. Have Twitter.
Stop. You stop it right now. Stop it.
All right.
Is this still live on Facebook?
Yes,
stop
everything
it.
Is still going
stop
on.
Stop
James
it.
Vanderbeek.
Hey, I do want to say this because we've got to go and get busy tracking down James Vanderbeek.
She is so upset right now. Look at this.
God, I can't believe you fell for all that.
Right now, really? I'm gonna get the
just
sponsor
get
in because we're right now. It's
you've been pumped.
Yay.
Oh, da 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 da.
I'm gonna soft shoe.
Oh my God!
I'm not from Connecticut.
No.
Ah, no hablo inglés. Hello, sir.
Right now at Subway, Monday is no longer Monday thanks to 350 sub of the day. Monday is now known as Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day, or as we call it, James Vanderbeek Day. In fact,
today is the 14th. It's Zach's birthday. Will always be known as James Vanderbeek Day. Today is James Vanderbeek Day. It's the day after your birthday. You'll never forget it now.
Each and every one of these awesome sub of the days contains no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's Turkey Breast Day. Thursday, that's James Vanderbeek Day. Italian BMT Day, too, as well.
I'm going to celebrate James
Vanderbeek. The $3.50 sub of the day.
I'm going to celebrate James Vanderbeek Day by tweeting James Vanderbeek.
A different 6-inch sub every day, only at Subway.
Did you see those eyes? She gave you the eyes.
You.
I'm so tweeting.
My favorite thing
listen,
that's
we
ever
all
happened.
Tweet him separately and just say, "Hey, we have. Hey, James. It's we are calling
we're
today.
Your biggest fans.
James
you got robbed
Vanderbeek.
By Nat. What was his name?
Day.
Nat. You got
I'm
robbed.
Not giving you his name anymore.
Nate. Oh, what was his name?
This is all on tape. We can go back.
Go back and find his name.
Don't think you're okay.
Nate.
Okay.
Nate. Something. Nate.
Castle.
Nat.
No,
we'll go back and find it. Either way, you were robbed by
Nathaniel.
Nat and
Vander James. It's at
Stop
Vander James.
It.
At Vander,
Stop
James.
It.
At Vander James.
At Vander
You're
James.
Not tweeting at
yes,
him.
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Does he have an alternate? You know, like not James Vanderbeek. Dude, we've got to create a not James Vanderbeek
we get
account.
A parody account.
And then a parody account. And you just talk about how I'm so upset how the year I was not. In the Technicolor, I was not Joseph. I
didn't and he played one of the brothers.
Uh-huh. You send that out? Well, happy James Vanderbeek Day to everybody.
Happy bless. James Vanderbeek Day. Hashtag James Vanderbeek Day.
Kill myself.
At Vander James, everyone.
At Stop it.
You go Vander following James. And also tweeting to at Vander James.
And we ask everyone not do that if you're listening.
Don't
right now.
Do
whatever
that.
You do.
Don't do that.
Don't.
We all grew up, right?
Oh, yes.
Right?
No, of course.
It was my eighth grade.
So glad I didn't
anger.
Go to high school with anybody famous.
Yeah, of course.
I went to high school with somebody who was on The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
Well, right now I think
like
The Biggest Loser.
Like a half dozen famous radio people that we won't even mention. And then there was a guy in my high school who played in the NFL for a few seasons. That's it.
I went to high school with a guy, I forgot to tell you, who murdered a bunch of people. Remember that? The guy who helped the bank and all.
That was a good one.
Yeah, Cabbage Head. He killed a bunch of people.
But we didn't have James Vanderbeek.
We did not have James Vanderbeek.
Nat Morris. Nat Morris? Nat, what was it?
Hey, Carson.
Yep.
Wave to James Vanderbeek. Bye, James.
Congrats on all your success.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. Wow. You can listen to the regular show
this day every year
on the radio
every day.
September 14th.
It was the podcast.
James Vanderbilt.